Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we will explore the profound contrast between Adam's sin and Christ's incredible gift of grace. This comparison reveals the far-reaching consequences of one man's actions and shows us the overwhelming power of God's love and redemption through Jesus Christ. Today's Bible verses are from Romans chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by that one person's transgression the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one person, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? And the gift is not like the result of the one person sinning. For after one sin, there was the judgment that brought condemnation. But the gift, after many transgressions, brought acquittal. For if, by the transgression of one person, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one person, Jesus Christ? That's Romans chapter 5, verses 15 to 17.
Think about that for a moment. One person's choice brought death into our world. Not just physical death, but spiritual separation from God. This single act of rebellion introduced suffering, pain, and condemnation into the human experience. It's like dropping a stone into a pond. The ripples extend far beyond the initial point of impact. Before Adam's sin, humanity walked in perfect harmony with God. There was no shame, no fear, no separation. But his transgression shattered that perfect relationship, creating a chasm between God and humanity that no human effort could bridge. This is the devastating legacy of Adam's sin, a universal condition of brokenness that every person inherits from the moment they're born. Now here's where the story takes an incredible turn. While Adam's sin cast a long, dark shadow over humanity, God's response through Jesus Christ wasn't just a solution. It was an overwhelming flood of grace that completely transformed the narrative. Think of it this way. If one man's mistake could have such far-reaching consequences, how much more powerful is the deliberate sacrifice of Jesus Christ? This isn't just a countermove to sin. It's an overwhelming demonstration of divine love that surpasses anything we could imagine. The beautiful paradox is that where sin brought condemnation, grace brought complete acquittal. It's not just about canceling out the negative, it's about introducing something entirely new and more powerful. Even though humanity continued to sin, continued to fall short, God's grace proved bigger than all of it combined.
This grace isn't measured or rationed out carefully. It overflows abundantly, where Adam's sin brought a sentence of guilt. Christ's sacrifice brings a declaration of innocence. It's like comparing a small candle to the sun. Both give light, but one completely overwhelms the other in its magnitude and effect. The power of this grace is that it doesn't just deal with Adam's original sin. It covers every transgression, every mistake, every failure that followed. Where sin multiplied, grace multiplied even more. This isn't just about getting back to neutral. It's about being elevated to an entirely new status through Christ's gift. Let's explore what it means to move from death to life through Christ. When we receive this gift of justification, we're not just barely making it through, we're actually positioned to reign in life. This is a complete reversal of our previous condition under sin's dominion. The abundance of grace that Paul talks about isn't just a theological concept, it's a transformative reality. Through Christ's gift, we're not merely pardoned criminals, we're adopted children given full rights and privileges in God's family. This grace flows continually, never running dry, always sufficient for our daily needs. Consider the profound implications of this truth. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now works in us, enabling us to live victoriously. We're not just surviving under the weight of our past. We're thriving in the freedom of God's grace. This isn't about our own strength or abilities. It's entirely about what Christ has accomplished on our behalf. The contrast couldn't be clearer. Where death once reigned through Adam life, now reigns through Christ. And this life isn't just about existing. It's about flourishing through justification. We're given a completely new standing before God. We're no longer defined by our failures, but by Christ's perfect righteousness. This gift of justification does more than just clear our record. It empowers us to live differently. It's like being given not just a clean slate, but also all the resources we need to write a new story. The abundance of grace means we never have to worry about running out of God's favor or having to earn our way back into His good graces. Every day, this grace continues to overflow in our lives, enabling us to reign, not through our own merit, but through the finished work of Jesus Christ. This is the transformative power of grace. It doesn't just save us from something, it saves us for something greater. As we reflect on this profound contrast between Adam and Christ, we can see why Paul was so passionate about sharing this truth. While Adam's single act of disobedience cast a long shadow over humanity, Christ's sacrifice illuminates a path to something far greater than what was lost. Think about it. One man's disobedience brought condemnation, but Christ's gift brings complete transformation. This isn't just about canceling out Adam's mistake. The grace we receive through Jesus Christ creates something entirely new and far more wonderful than even our original state in Eden. The victory we have in Christ isn't measured by the absence of condemnation alone, but by the presence of an overwhelming transformative grace that reshapes every aspect of our lives. Where Adam's sin left us powerless, Christ's gift empowers us. Where transgression brought shame, grace brings dignity. Where disobedience led to separation, Christ's sacrifice restores us to intimate fellowship with God. This is the ultimate victory. That through Christ, we don't just return to neutral ground. We're elevated to a position of profound privilege and purpose. The very curse that once defined human existence has been transformed into a gateway for displaying God's magnificent grace. What Adam lost through disobedience, Christ restored and multiplied through His perfect sacrifice. Every day as we walk in this reality, we experience the transformative power of grace that doesn't just change our status, but changes our very nature. We're not just forgiven sinners. We're new creations empowered to live in the fullness of what Christ has accomplished. As we close today's episode, we are reminded that God's grace isn't just a theological concept. It's a living, breathing reality that transforms our everyday experiences. This truth about grace surpassing sin isn't meant to stay in our heads. It's meant to revolutionize how we approach each day.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of Your incredible grace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine. While one man's sin brought brokenness and separation, Your love through Jesus Christ has brought us life and reconciliation. Thank You for this overwhelming grace that not only cancels our guilt, but elevates us as Your beloved children. Lord, help us to live each day aware of this transformative power within us. May we embrace the new life You've given us, no longer defined by our past, but empowered by Your love to walk in freedom and purpose. Let us be a reflection of Your grace in all we do, showing others the incredible hope found in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, may God's abundant grace and blessings surround you each day, filling you with peace, strength, and joy. Take care, and remember that His love and guidance are always with you. God bless you all.